Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
Hi, Jenna.
This is a bit of a treat, having you in on a Wednesday.
I know, I was biking and feeling very discombobulated.
Yeah, well,
being here on a Wednesday. But it's going to make the rest of the week feel super fast.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. I'm glad we could help with that.
I hope that's for you too.
Yeah. Thanks for coming up. We public holiday on Monday, so we have to move loose reads, but it's good because there's lots happening in the world of Puka Puka at the moment. Writers Fest just around the corner.
Oh my God, it's coming too fast, whether we like it or not, like a tsunami of books. But I wanted to talk about Lily King, who is an author that I am chairing at 10 a.m. on Sunday, is that the 18th of May?
17th.
Oh, 17th, sorry, 17th. Yeah. I will be there, I just know it's on the Sunday. 17th of May. In the Kiritakanawa Theatre. Mm. So traditionally at the Writers' Festival, the Sunday morning at 10 a.m. is quite a gentle, like, kind of, I feel like, rom-com type author. And last year it was David Nicholls, and this year Lily King's going to fill that spot. And I feel like in the New Zealand lit world, she's not as well known, but she is quite an established author. So she has written 6 novels before, and her latest novel, Heart the Lover, has just been shortlisted for the Women's Prize, which is really great. When I opened up the shortlist nominees, I was just like, yes, because it just makes it so good for your session. It makes it really exciting. And the author that I chaired last year, Yael van der Walden, for The Safekeep, she won after I chaired her. So maybe this can happen for
the other girls.
Lily. Yeah. Anyway, so Heart the Lover has been quite a lovely slow burn in the shop of watching customers pick it up and come and ask for it. It's a kind of a college nostalgia novel, I would say. It's set in the 80s, and this protagonist is at university. She's taking writing classes, and she comes across these two young guys that live together. They're called Sam and Yash. Her name's a bit ambiguous in this book, but she's known as Jordan, and which she's named by these guys. And they're really nerdy, and they sit around speaking about literature, and they play lots of card games, which is where the title of the book comes from. And Sam and Jordan start dating and hooking up, and there's quite like really great scenes throughout Heart the Lover and the other book, Writers and Lovers, of first kisses and kind of the build up and like, yeah, it's quite butterflies. And however, you know, Jordan and Sam's kind of he's really religious, and he's a bit of a dickhead, and it really seems like maybe Yash is the person for Jordan. So I can't say too much, but
bit of a love triangle.
And then you jump into the future. This book's in 3 parts. And at the start, you're sort of the second and third part, you're not quite sure who she could be talking about, because it says you. Like, this book all feels like a letter to somebody, and then you start to find out who it's really about. And it's really about first love and kind of thinking of that fondly, nostalgia, and also pre-technology dating. There's lots of letters and notes shoved under doors, and maybe people not turning up and you don't know why. And yeah, so it's just, so but I do think this is a book that appeals to a lot of readers, because it's not that long. It's really, there's lots of twists and turns that come out of it, and it's just quite heartwarming, but also very sad as well. There's a lot of tears being pulled out of this. So this was the first book by Lily King that I read, and then I heard that her previous book, which came out in 2020, Writers and Lovers, which we'll talk a lot about in the session, I think, is connected to this book. So it's the same character, but it captures the years when she's in her 30s and she's doing her postgrad, and she's a hustler in both books. She doesn't come from wealth, and she's totally in hospo life, and she has so much loan debt, so this captures another little window of her life. there's kind, it's not really a love triangle, but it's having two options, I guess. Like, does she go into a relationship that's really secure and stable, or does she take the risky choice? So they're connected, but you could read them completely separately, and you could read them out of order, I would say. And one question that I'm really hoping to, well, I plan to ask her is talking about, like, is this world going to keep building, like Elizabeth Strout books, where you have Olive Kitteridge and Lucy Barton in her books. You could, there's about, I don't know, six of them. You can read them all out of order of different times in their lives.
But there's a bit of a thread that sort of ties them
all
together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that, I hope so, because there's allusions to, like, her living in Barcelona and stuff. And I'm like, I want to hear about that. So I think if you like books by Elizabeth Strout and Patchett, these kind of, like, the small details in people's lives. It's an ode to writing, an ode to writers and reading and fiction. And it's very, very, they're very, very layered, and there's a lot behind them, but then they have a light touch in terms of their reading. When I first read Heart the Lover, I read it last year, and then I've read it again recently. It kind of had a little bit of an adult John Green element to it, I would say. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a cool session. She seems really nice, so yeah. I'm excited about it.
How do you go into a session like that and prepare? Because obviously there's a few different books to talk about, sort of some of her older stuff and more recent stuff. How are you going to split the chat up, do you think?
Oh, it's so hard, especially when someone has a big back catalogue, because there's that fear. It's like a narcissistic fear that they might make a reference to an old book and you're just like, oh, I get it. But I guess what I do is, like, a month before the festival is I'll read the books and I start tabbing them of things.
There's a lot, for the listeners, there's a lot of sticky notes happening here.
And I'll, yes.
And then it's a thorough time.
And I'll listen to interviews and read articles, but not too many.
Yeah.
And then I try and build a kind of, I don't know, how do you call it? Like a format for the session where, like, for the first quarter of an hour we do, like, you know, her and where she's from and how she got where she is, and then I have a point that I want to end on, and so I just try and reach that point through the questions, even though you could go in varying different ways, and also it's just not trying to talk too much and just letting them talk, because the audience isn't there to hear you. But I always try and end on a hopeful note, or, like, always leading to the love of reading, or, like, how can you see hope in a difficult world, etc. Spoiler alert, but you know, the festival is really about the joy of reading and ideas, and different people coming together, so it's like solidifying that fact and making people feel really good for being in the room, and making that moment really, really unique as well, that the listeners in the room will perhaps hear something that they wouldn't hear anywhere else.
She also seems like someone, you know, with these books being a real ode to writing and storytelling, it feels as though she'd be someone who would provide quite cool advice or sort of insights for the storytellers in the room.
That's what I think. She's a writer who's a lover of so many different readers and is always talking about these books that she's carried through her life and recent books as well that have just stunned her. So I think, like, her recommendations will come really well, how to write and how to approach writing. Yeah, these are books for writers for sure.
Cool. Oh, how exciting. We've been talking about Lily King, who's coming for the Auckland Writers Festival, and talking with Jenna on the 17th, Sunday the 17th, at Kiri Te Kanawa Theatre, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, at the Altea Centre. So, there's still tickets available for lots of the sessions, and there's lots of 25% of the program is free. So it's just even great to just go down there and check out the vibe. And there's this great little space right up in the top, called the Kōrero Corner, and that's really great to just hang out in. It's completely free, and there's like debuts of the day and different little sessions curated. I think that's a really great spot to hang out, or if you didn't, like, really know where to go, or you felt a bit lonely, or you could just hang out there. Cool. And the Altea Square is going to be activated with lots of places to hang out to and interact with books and reading.
So cool. And if people want to get amongst some Lily King before the corridor, have we got these ones available at Time Out now?
These are on the shelf. Read them in any order. Honestly, you'll just dive into them. But yeah, I really enjoyed them. I really enjoyed going back to Writers and Lovers recently because I just loved the hospo chat. Restaurant, so the real. Hustle. College campus type stuff. That was really enjoyable to me.
Yeah. Is there anyone who works in the arts who hasn't worked in a hospo? It's like the universal sort of trauma bond.
Customer service life.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Hey, thank you so much, Jenna.
Thanks. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, such a nice midweek bonus to have you in. Everyone head over to Time Out at some point this week. We'll check out their website. And, of course, get amongst the Auckland Writers Fest. We're actually talking with Gab about the plot twist.
Are you? That is a BFM hotspot.
10 mins. So the Puka Puka chat just continues.
Great.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jenna.
Bye, thank you.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.